Akshay, did you always knew what you wanted to do when you passed out from MBA?
I was all over the place. Saurabh, what about you?
Yaar, meko to tab bhi idea nahi tha, aaj bhi idea nahi hai.
Confused about your career choices? Wondering what steps to take next? In this podcast called Beyond Campus, Saurabh Garg, founder of C4E, and Akshay Dutt, founder of Unnati, are on a mission to crack open the career success code for the youth. वो बचपन में कहते थे ना, तुम जो चाहे बन सकते हो. So, let's turn the dream into reality.
This is Ankit Mehrotra. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Dineout.
Do you remember the last time you went out to eat? If you're like me, you must have used an app for getting a good discount. Dineout is one of those apps that helps you get a good deal when you're eating out. But Dineout is a lot more than just an app to get discounts. In fact, there's a very high chance that the restaurant you went to was running its backend using software from Dineout. The B2B side of Dineout is huge. They work with more than 50,000 partner restaurants and process transactions of more than $1 billion each year. Today, Akshay is speaking to Ankit Mehrotra, the man who started Dineout with three other childhood friends. The early part of Ankit's life almost sounds like a Karan Johar movie. He grew up in a posh South Delhi colony and studied at Modern School Barakamba, which is really one of the most elite schools of India. Like all kids of that generation, he thought that his path was to do engineering, get a job, and so on. And he even joined an engineering college in Pune. But within a month, he realized that it was not his scene and decided to study abroad instead. So Ankit flew to London, joined an engineering college there, and that's where his truly transformative journey began. Here's Ankit telling Akshay about his first impression of the UK.
I was mesmerized, is the right word. Like, it was completely opposite to what I had ever been used to, right? So for it, just to give you an idea, right? In India, even in that 1 month that where I was at that college, engineering college, it was all textbooks mil gaye aapko, padho, exams and all of that. And that's what the entire education system in India has been, right? Even during school, like for our 10th and the 12th, boards, etc. Right. You know, and especially being a science student, getting marks and all of those things were really important. Yaar, wahan pe jaake, I was just blown away because first of all, the culture, obviously, you know. So I had not even turned 18 at that point in time. So I was 17. So I started university in September 2002. So I was 17 at that point then. And just that culture just blew me away. Because I realized that, yaar, matlab, this is a completely different world. And you don't, whatever you say about being a South Delhi kid or whatever, over there, it was like, I am the odd one out because you're not used to that environment, you know. Never been around people, you've never been so free. So, and study was, the entire course was actually a learning experience rather than just a sort of a ratta marong experience, you know.
So you went there for an engineering course.
Yes, I did my computers and telecom engineering. So Bachelor of Computers and Telecom Engineering from the University of Essex.
Okay. And how did you change during your time there, during the course there, like compared to who you were here?
So I think for me, that profound moment actually happened during one of the first exams that I was giving there, right? So India mein kya hota hai yaar ki aap ratta maarte ho, pad lete ho, yaad karte ho sab, by you might understand or might not understand, but you just, maro your ratta, reach the exam and then नहीं आता है कुछ कभी स्कूल में भी होता है आपने आसपास पूछ लिया थोड़ा चीटिंग करने की कोशिश की यू नो ऑल ऑफ दोस थिंग्स आर नेचुरल दैट हैपन सो हियर आई एम गिविंग माय फर्स्ट एग्जाम एंड आई सो दिस फॉर मी वाज अ ह्यूज लर्निंग पॉइंट इन माय लाइफ लाइक सो आई स्टिल रिमेंबर इट वेरी क्लियरली इट वाज अ जावा एग्जाम दैट आई वाज गिविंग इन माय एट द एंड ऑफ द फर्स्ट सेमेस्टर और व्हाटएवर इट वाज एंड आई एम सिटिंग इन दिस रूम फुल ऑफ लाइक यू नो आई थिंक 100 odd स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम all across the from different nationalities, and it was supposed to be I think a 3-hour paper or something like that, यार फटी हुई है, फर्स्ट एग्जाम दे रहे हैं, अच्छे मार्क्स लाने हैं, ऑल ऑफ दैट है. एंड वन आवर लेटर आई सी अ कपल ऑफ पीपल लाइक फ्रेंड्स ऑफ माइंड, लाइक ब्रिटिश फ्रेंड्स ऑफ माइंड एंड अदर फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम अदर सॉर्ट ऑफ. सो आई थिंक देयर वाज वन स्पैनिश गाय, वन इटालियन गाय एंड वन ब्रिटिश गाय. So they one and like within 1 hour or 1.5 hours of the exam walked out of the starting the exam they walked out. And मुझे समझ में नहीं आया यार ऐसे कि ये उठ के कैसे चले गए. Because हमारे में क्या होता है, ये last minute तक आपको लिखते रहना है, चाहे कुछ पता हो. You know, you're always trying to just make sure that you fill up answer sheets and just try writing whatever you think you can. So after the exam got over, I went out and I asked them, "Yeah, boss, how is it possible? You know, तुम लोगों ने how the hell did you guys manage to finish all of this so quickly?" And the answer that they gave was amazing, right? So they said, "Yeah, ki no, we actually didn't finish. We didn't know half the stuff. So we just, you know, there was no point wasting time. So we just left." And I was like, "Sorry, matlab, but aren't you guys afraid of failing?" And they were like, "No, like it's a lesson for us, right? It just means that we'll have to study harder." And I was just blown away by that concept, because हमारे में तो यार कोई सोच भी नहीं सकता फेल होने का, you know. कैसे भी करके पास होना है, you know. So the and these guys were actually cool about it. They didn't, you know, for them failing was not such a big thing. Whereas we had grown up, like all of us, right? We grow up in an environment where it's always so looked down upon. That was a shocker. And after that is when I think I started to actually enjoy my time at university. Because otherwise, you know, a lot of times I have, and a lot of people I encountered with who went from India were all the time just there, over there also, their heads down, just trying to study and not enjoy the overall experience. For me, that was a huge sort of a turning point in my life when I realized that there's more to life than just sort of books and then coming, you know, getting your marks and getting your degree.
So did that in a way help you start your entrepreneurial journey, losing that fear of failure?
Absolutely. I think so. Two things I think that happened during that course of time. So one was obviously that fear of failure sort of went away, or I wouldn't say went away, but it definitely dissipated a lot. It reduced massively. The second thing was that after going to university in the UK, I realized that your degree does not define you. So yaar, India mein kya hota hai na ki aapne agar engineering kara to fir aapki life mein fir aap developer ke start karoge, fir aap project manager, वो PM, project manager बनोगे, product manager बनोगे, so it's a very defined sort of a career path. Over there, I realized that just by having an engineering degree doesn't mean that I have to pursue a career in engineering or technology or something. I could be anything and anyone I want to be. And I always, for some reason, loved numbers and stuff to do with finance, and I loved the business aspect of it. So while I did my degree in computers and telecom engineering, my first job, like I started my career as an investment banker, and I did that for 7 odd years before I quit to move back to India to start Dineout, right? So that was the thing that made me realize that your degree is just a degree, right? It doesn't have to necessarily define what you do. And that actually gave me the confidence to pursue other things.
And were you like a hustler in college? Did you have some sort of entrepreneurial experiences at that time?
Yeah, I think so I think the one thing I was from the start was street smart, right? I always believe that I was street smart, and I think going at university, it just sort of, the entire experience just sort of you know, amplified that sort of streak in me a lot more. So, you know, just to give you a very small example, right, I used to come back every for holidays to Delhi. And then, obviously, by that time, I'd made a lot of friends there from different parts of the world. There were a lot of girls as well, you know, from different parts of the world. So whenever I used to go back, I always used to carry some gifts for them. And typically, there were, you know, small jewelry items like silver jewelry ho gaya, fashion jewelry, jo aapko Janpat ya GK1 mein, you know, you have these stalls selling.
Fadi,
exactly, dime a dozen. So itne sare milte, to main wo leke jata tha unke liye. And they used to just love it, right? And some of them used to go back to their countries over holidays, like Spain or Italy or Germany or wherever, right? Wherever they were from. And they used to just love it. And then after a couple of times, they actually started asking me to bring something for either their mothers or their sisters or something like that, because they just loved it and they couldn't, you know, it was a gift, but something similar over there would have was costing a small you know, like let's say a silver earring would cost around 40 to 50 pounds over there, whereas India mein janpad desh mein 4-500 rupees ka milta tha. So they used to, and obviously the designs etc were a lot better over here. So they just started asking me to bring some. And over a period of time, I realized, yaar ki iska to matlab, why don't I take advantage of the situation? So in the end, basically what I did was, jo meri friends the, maine unhi ko bola, yaar aapko bhi itna pasand aa raha hai, to aap kyun nahi isko aage bechte ho? Matlab, I will bring them from India in bulk, and aap aage apne like you know countries mein, jo jahan pe bhi friend circle mein becho. And eventually, what happened was that thing, that small thing, became so successful that during my breaks, then I stopped coming back to India, and during Easter breaks and all, I was actually traveling to different countries with these friends of mine, and wo log kabhi Spain mein apne locality mein stall laga rahe hain, apne friends ko bech rahe hain, and we ended up making a very good sum of money. Like that was a pocket money which helped me travel all across Europe during university, etc. So you know, and it was like, no one ever thought of doing that. It was just a great small thing that just sort of worked over time. That was a great experience.
So from doing a technical or an engineering course to moving into finance, was that, how did that happen? Was it easy to crack that interview and to convince the company? And, so tell me about that.
So that struggle was a massive struggle for me. So that was a 1.5 year struggle. So typically what happens is that when you're in the last year of studies in the UK, you start applying for next year's job. So September is when you start your final year. So September to January ke window mein you start, and you're supposed to graduate in July, August. So from that September, January window, you start applying for jobs for the following September. Most big companies in the UK have a graduate program where every year they take a few graduates who've got a good degree, and then who are able to, so you have full interviews and all, and it's like a 5-6 step interview process where you have to fill an online application, then if successful you do a psychometric test, wo bhi ho jata hai, to fir aap pehle jaake HR ke sath round hota hai, fir aapka group round hota hai, fir aapka managers ke sath round hota hai. It's a 6-7 step process, right?
This would be like management training program jaise India mein hota hai, MT program.
Absolutely, India mein jo management training program hota hai, wo wahan pe graduate program hota hai.
And which year was this when you were?
I graduated in 2005 July. So I started doing this from 2004 September. The challenge for me was, because I was an international student, I had to be accepted at the top 500 odd companies in the UK, because they were the only ones who could process my work permit. So typically every year these companies, so if you don't get a work permit, then obviously you cannot work in the UK, and then you have to come back to India. So at that time, I remember there was a scheme where it allowed you to stay up to maybe, I think, 2 years. And within 2 years, if you weren't able to find a job, so you had to come back. And during that time, you're free to do odd part-time jobs, etc. to earn. So during university, to save up, I'd also started working in the bar at the university just to have some extra money, because I could ask my parents again and again for money. Like, it just didn't feel right.
Okay.
Actually, that was a huge learning as well, because in India, we're dependent on our parents till the time we find a job. And even afterwards, once you're at university, right, you're by yourself. You figure it out. What do you do? So mostly everyone works. Does some part-time jobs, etc., right?
So your cost of living, you were managing on your own, basically.
Absolutely. So, I wouldn't say that's true entirely. Like, obviously, my parents were giving me the cost of accommodation, which was also very high, and I was managing whatever I had to do, whether I had to travel, whatever I had to make my own money. So I was in. So 2004 pe maine apply karna start kiya, and my language skills were always good. So I was always able to pass the written interviews, application forms, but I was never able to. So for starting few interviews that I went to, I was completely blown away by, like, no one prepared. I honestly was not prepared at all for the type of discussions that people were having, how they wanted you to answer. And, you always think, yaar, ki chalo interview denge, ho jayega. But there was a whole process behind it, which I had absolutely no idea about. एंड आई वॉज वेरी क्लियर दैट मुझे इंजीनियरिंग की जॉब नहीं ढूंढनी है उसके बाद. सो आई स्टार्टेड अप्लाइंग टू ऑल द मेजर फाइनेंशियल कंपनीज, बैंक्स, बिग फोर्स, ऑडिट फर्म, व्हाटएवर, लाइक कि मैं इंजीनियरिंग यार वहां पे कुछ करूंगा. सो इट वॉज अ डबल वैमी फॉर मी, मोर डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज आई डिड नॉट हैव एन अकाउंट्स और फाइनेंस बैकग्राउंड. So and when I started going for these interviews, I was absolutely sort of blown away. So the process is ki aap September se January apply karte ho, fir January onwards aapko result aana start hota hai ki, and then from February till all the way up to April you have your multiple other rounds of interview, and then by April May they tell you that okay, you know, you can start in September or October or whatever it is. 2004 September से लेके आई थिंक 2005 जनवरी तक आई वुड हैव प्रॉब्ली फिल्ड अराउंड 100 ऑड एप्लीकेशन फॉर्म्स.
ओके.
एंड उसमें से आई थिंक आई वुड हैव पास्ड द रिटन ऑन अराउंड 50 ऑफ देम. सो एप्लीकेशन फॉर्म एंड साइकोमेट्रिक टेस्ट, एंड आई वुड हैव प्रॉब्ली अटेंडेड 50 ऑड इंटरव्यूज, और उन लास्ट इंटरव्यू में मेरा सिलेक्शन हुआ नहीं. तो लाइक कंप्लीटली यू नो फट गई. आई वाज लाइक टेकन अबैक बिकॉज यू नो यू हैव थॉट्स यार साउथ दिल्ली गुड एजुकेशन हम तो कुछ दुनिया में उखाड़ देंगे sort of a thing, right? यार फट गई, समझ में नहीं आया what is happening, you know, like, and now university is over, so I wasn't able to find a job. University ended in July 2005, was a graduation, and I had absolutely no idea what I'm going to do, and I was for sure I didn't want to come back.
वो graduate program का intake भी finish हो गया होगा उस time तक.
Absolutely, graduate program का intake भी finish हो गया. और अब पेरेंट्स प्रेशर डाल रहे हैं कि वापस आओ, वहां पे नहीं हो रहा वापस आओ. तो मैंने बोला मैं वापस आऊंगा नहीं. सो पेरेंट्स वर ऑब्वियसली अ बिट अपसेट. दे सेड ओके वी आर नॉट गोना गिव यू एनी मनी नाउ, तुम्हारा हमने एजुकेशन कराने तक करा दिया, अब हम तुम्हें आगे ज्यादा पैसे देंगे नहीं. मेरी फट गई. सो टिपिकली क्या होता था, द इंटायर एकेडमिक ईयर राइट हैड मल्टीपल ब्रेक. सो हमारा सेमेस्टर होता था लेट्स से सितंबर से दिसंबर, देन दिसंबर में विंटर हॉलीडे, देन होता था जनवरी से मार्च, देन फिर Easter holiday, then the final semester, and then July to September was a 4 month break. So every year people come back to India for that 3 to 4 months break. Now July 2005 aa gaya, graduation ho gaya, samajh mein nahi aa raha kya kare, and I cannot go back to India because I was ki agar main India chala gaya to main fir pata nahi wapas aa paunga ya nahi aa paunga, kya hoega. So at that point in time some of my friends in university had found a job in London. So Essex is, University of Essex is maybe an hour away from London. So a few of my friends had found jobs meanwhile. So I thought, I decided, chalo theek hai yaar kuch ho nahi raha, to main unhi ke saath jaake I'll crash at the place. So it was the first time actually, you know, where for an entire year I lived on a couch, and it was a mind-blowing experience for me that ki yaar matlab what was I used to and ab kya halat ho gaya, like, you know, unemployed. So early on in my career living on a couch, yaar samajh mein nahi aaya main karun to kya karun. Then I started doing odd jobs. So I remember that during that entire, so now September, July till September, now I cannot do again summer holidays hai, aur kuch application forms bhi khul nahi rahi hai, kuch samajh mein nahi aa raha kya ho raha hai, to kuch kar hi nahi sakte. So then I picked up a few, you know, jobs. So I had like two or three odd jobs during that time. I was because I was a bartender at university, so I was doing bartending at a couple of local pubs. I was also doing serving at a couple of restaurants. I also did a dishwashing job, etc., etc. You know, for me that was like a rude awakening, because you know, as you said at the beginning, right, imagine a South Delhi kid trying to shink kids inside a restaurant, right?
Especially India mein to itna wo zaleel job hai.
Ha, India mein to aisa kuch hota hai yaar. India mein to apna aisa koi work, aisa koi concept hi nahi hai na ki aapko summer mein kaam karna hai, experience karna hai, paise kamane hai. So it's, you do, so there is no, the concept of odd jobs doesn't exist in India. And in fact, when my parents heard what I'm doing, you know, they were like, they had started, matlab, they were so upset ki kya kar rahe ho iske liye, tumhe padhaya, you know, all of that, you know, kabhi kabhi thoda hota hai. In fact, just as an anecdotal sort of thing, so we all, like, obviously growing up in South Delhi, you know, you never have to do anything for yourself, right? So the first time I ever came back from UK after going there was December 2002 when I was back on my winter break. And I remember the first meal I had, right? I went to the kitchen and washed my dishes myself. And my mom and my servant and my dad are just standing there looking at me like, "Isko kya ho gaya?"
Okay.
You know, and also we never, India, we are never in the habit to cook. So my first 3 months of my time in the UK, which was September 2002 to December 2002, was a nightmare. मुझे कुछ आते ही नहीं था तो यार कितना मैगी खा लोगे आप, कितना जंक फूड खा लोगे. So when I came back in that December break, you know, I asked my mom, यार आपको मुझे खाना बनाना सिखाना ही पड़ेगा.
Okay.
So that entire, you know, like everyone, my friends were like, यार तू एक महीने के लिए आया तो let's have fun. And I was like, यार नहीं मुझे, you know, imagine I'm saying नहीं, I have to learn how to cook because I couldn't take this eating junk food for the next 3 years. And in fact, you know, sometimes, you know, when I'm having joking with my mom, I tell her very often that the best thing that you've ever done for me is shown me how to, taught me how to use a pressure cooker. that for me was a lifesaver because from there on, I developed my love for cooking. And today, actually, I know how to cook in sort of 7 different cuisines. And the way that happened was that every year I used to learn 2 cuisines in London at university because I had friends from all over, right? Who were there,
right?
And I used to teach them Indian cooking, and then they used to teach me their cuisine,
right? And okay.
In fact, this actually helped later on. So during this time when I was doing these odd jobs, etc., we were actually, so my friends were living in a huge apartment complex. जैसे आजकल गांव में नहीं होता है apartment, so they were living in that apartment complex with around 500-600 flats, etc. So while I was doing these odd jobs, I used to cook a lot. Like, अब घर पे हो गए तो क्या करोगे यार, आप खाना बनाओगे. So I used to cook a lot for myself, for my friends, you know. I used to do that. And over a period of time, the food became so good that I actually, in that neighborhood, in that building complex only, I started selling packaged food.
Oh, wow.
Portion of food. Because obviously, see, the lifestyle in the UK is very different, right? Everyone mostly lives by themselves, and your day starts at 9, so you have to be at work at 8:30, right? So that means you get up early, you leave early, you come back. Everyone typically wants to go out for a couple of drinks. So people don't cook that often, right? People miss home-cooked food. And because I was able to give them that, I was able to sort of make some decent pocket money from that as well.
Plus, it was the start of being a food entrepreneur or a food tech entrepreneur.
Yeah, so at that point, obviously, which is that, paise kamane, us time nahi sochta koi ki yaar entrepreneur banna hai ya kya karna hai, us time to hota hai paise kamane. So that was fun. And so from basically July 2005 till I started doing these odd jobs and started cooking, and then September onwards I started this application process again, but this time I was a lot more prepared. See, 1 year back in 2004, right? September, I was very cocky that yaar theek hai kya ho gaya, application jo hai main to smart hu, ho jayega. So you know, my application, like I didn't prepare enough for those interviews in hindsight. So that time I just started talking to a lot more people, reading up a lot more, brushing up my interview skills, etc. So I did a lot of preparation for it because I was like, yaar agar ye is baar nahi hua na to fir wapas India jana hi padega. A few of my friends were also in the same boat as me, and who at that point in time jinka nahi ho raha tha na yaar, they, so sabne bola tha yaar hum IT tech nahi karenge, but eventually all of them, because they were not able to do anything else, ended up taking some IT jobs or tech jobs, koi QA tester, all these sort of jobs, and I was dead sure that I don't definitely want to do that. तो मैंने फिर बोला यार अब तो रेडी होके करना पड़ेगा. सो अगेन दैट इंटायर सितंबर टू जनवरी सॉर्ट ऑफ टाइम आई स्पेंट अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम सॉर्ट ऑफ प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर दिस जॉब एप्लीकेशंस. एट दैट टाइम आई प्रोबब्ली फिल्ड अराउंड 200 एप्लीकेशंस. सो आई फिल्ड जो भी मिलता था, आई यूज्ड टू फिल दैट एप्लीकेशन, आई पास दोस इंटरव्यूज एटसेट्रा, एंड आई हैड अप्रोक्सीमेटली 100 ऑड physical face-to-face interviews, went to all of them, traveled, blah, blah, etc., all of those things. So that entire 9 months from September 2005 till April 2006 were just went in doing that. And these were all jobs in finance. Picking up skills, kaise answer karna hai, kya answer karna hai, kya bolna chahiye, kya nahi bolna chahiye, group discussions hota hai, toh kaise behave karna hai. So, you know, you pick up all these skills. While experiencing it, and eventually it came down to that I got job offers from 3 top investment banks. So it was, I still remember, obviously. So it was Merrill Lynch, I got from BNP Paribas, And I got from Citibank at that point, Citibank, jobs in London. And the reason why I chose BNP Paribas was that Citibank and Merrill Lynch were in the technology department. Mein mil raha tha.
Okay.
And yahan pe mujhe trading mein mil raha tha. So graduate. Okay. So even on the graduate program, you have different tracks. So you have the technology or the business. So, so at BNP Paribas, I just got it on the business track, whereas everywhere else, I was getting it on the technology track. So technology track, mein mujhe jaane tha because again, while it's an investment bank, you're not doing anything with finance.
Right.
So eventually, I still remember April 23rd, 2006 was the day that my final offer letter came. And I was so like honestly relieved at that point in time. And the another reason why I wanted to do investment banking was that the salaries were amazing. The starting salaries by itself were amazing. So, you know, just to give you an idea, the starting salary at that point in time was £35,000 in 2006. That was my starting salary with a joining bonus. Whereas the average salary across sectors for someone who's been in employment for 5 years is around 45,000. So as a and a typical graduate job starts at around 20 to 22,000 in other sectors. So investment banking was the only sector, like finance was the only sector where the salary was also so high, you know. So obviously, you know, I was elated and ecstatic because I had just endured this 9-10 odd months of hardship where, you know, I was living on a couch, cooking food, washing dishes, doing all types of odd jobs to sort of survive. So I think that point was, that was a very sort of an emotional moment for me. And, you know, I vowed to make sure that I never sort of, you know, I never forget how difficult that period was. And so that I never take the job lightly.
So how many years did you spend at BNP Paribas and how was like the life of trader? What was that like?
So I spent 2006 till 2012. So I was actually there for 6 years, 5.5 years. And the advantage was that because I was in the graduate program, I could do multiple tracks. So it's a, typically it's a 2 year graduate program where you spend six months on different departments. So I did investment banking for a bit. I did wealth management. I did, I was on the trading desk. So I did multiple things just to sort of, you know, figure out what I want to, what I eventually want to do. So that was great. That was a great experience. But also on the side, I realized that, you know, this experience of finding a job, what I've been through, I should never forget that because obviously, and I learned a lot. So I actually started doing part-time coaching as well for graduates who were looking for jobs in finance. And that also, so over there, there are a lot of consultants, companies who actually do this where they charge students and, you know, train them to be sort of job ready.
Like a workshop for...
So it's basically, they prepare you for interviews, how to answer your... you know, the assignments, the question paper, basically the application forms, etc. So the application forms are also like, you know, they ask you 7-8 essay type questions. So all of those things, it's a very comprehensive process.
And they say India mein CAT MBA entrance ki jaise coaching hoti hai, something like that, I guess.
But it's it's nothing like that. It's not a classroom coaching. I think it's a it's a one-on-one coaching. Let's say is bank se interview aaya hai, toh how should you prepare for it? Kya poochte hai?
Okay.
And mostly, the students on that working with that consultant were either Chinese or Indian students.
Okay.
So I was able to help them as well. Obviously, earn some money on the side. But also, the one thing that I did was that now, see, understand, yeah, main finance mein toh aage hoon, but mere ko a finance ka F bhi nahi aata hai because obviously I've never zero background. So I took it upon myself to learn do my CFA. So two CFA. So CFA is a Chartered Financial Analyst course. It's one of the as I said, it's a chartered course, like a professional qualification, which is considered to be one of the best in the in the finance world. And it's typically over three stages. So you have to give three exams, level 1, 2, 3, and you have to have work experience of 5 years to be actually able to be called a CFA.
Okay, so this would be like the CA qualification in India.
So I think it's
well, in terms of the prestige, like
no, I once think, you are. So I remember at that point in time, like globally, there are only I think around 500,000 or maybe 300,000 CFA charter holders. So that's how rare that thing is, and you have to. it's actually a lot of people drop off on level one or level two or something. So it's a so it's a very difficult course. And the worst part is that I had to do it while, so you have to do it, like I had a full-time job, obviously, and I had to make sure that I'm now able to sort of do something in this domain. And also, you know, the money, so think of it this way as well, right? At 20 years old, so in September 2006, when I started, I was 21. At 21, I had a 35,000 salary, and I was like, obviously, I never had so much financial freedom. It was easy to get carried away as well. So I partied a lot and all of that, those things as well. But at the back of my mind, I was always like, yeah, I should never forget that 1 year that I've been through. So I decided to do the CFA. Now, the problem with the CFA is that you cannot just give the exam anytime. There is only one exam in June. And if you haven't passed that time, then you have to wait till the next June to give your paper. And the course is so tough. So I used to wake up at like 6 o'clock, study for 1.5 hours, go to work. Then finish my, then from work, obviously staying late, investment banking, notorious hours. Then you know, go to a library, study there from sort of 7:30, 9:30, go back home, cook food, sleep. So, you know, that was, so while I had my fun, obviously, that was the routine for 6 months of the year because I gave my exams. So 2007, I remember 2007, June, I gave that exam. 2008, the market, you know, meltdown.
The Lehman crash and all.
So, you know, I survived. I was there firsthand, and that was probably the most scary time of my career. Even even this situation was not as scary as then, because at that time also I was just 22, 23. But more importantly, the financial sector was hit badly, and I just had 2 years of experience at that, by that point in time. And there were people with 10, 12 years of experience who were being let go, who were ready to work at, you know, my salary or our salary level at that point, because people were just being made redundant left, right and center. So ekdam phat gayi thi, so I have to make sure I had to work double hard. So 2008 till mid 2009 was career wise, I was working like, you know, 13, 14, 15 hours a day. I was completely sort of burned out. Like I was completely fucked up. I was completely sort of, you know, just gone. Sort of thing, ekdam halat aisi ho gayi thi. And then jab thoda semblance aaya, I was able to survive, you know, keep my job intact. And then 2009 again, I gave my level 2 exam. And 2010, I gave level 3, I did not pass. And 2011, finally, I gave my level 3 in June again. By this time, something interesting had happened. So in 2010, November, I was speaking to Sahil. So Sahil was in the US at that time. And hum log wapas India aate the to baatein karte the yaar ki milte the ki kuch karna hai kuch karenge job se pak gaye and all of that, you know, burnout ho gaya hai aur agar 14-15 ghante kaam karne hain to apne liye kyun nahi karte, that sort of thing. So ek din, so I worked on a deal where OpenTable, which is the largest table reservation platform in the world, was buying out TopTable, which was a UK equivalent. And I was working on behalf of the seller. And when I looked at that model, so this is November 2010. I looked at that model, I realized, yeah, ye to bahut hi sahi model lag raha hai. Basically, they were helping customers discover restaurants. And at that point time, humara bhi experience hota hai, India, Delhi aate the, to hum bhai 4-5 restaurants pe baar-baar jaate the. We, you know, it was very difficult to figure out where to go. So we realized, yeah, we are also facing the same problem. To kuch karte to maine November 2010 mein, sare ko phone lagaya. एक दिन बहुत ही बैड डे हो रहा था और मैं ब्लूमबर्ग स्क्रीन को देख रहा था. मैंने बोला, यार छोड़ो यार, अब ये सब और नहीं हो रहा. तो मैंने साहिल को फोन लगाया, मैंने उसको ये आइडिया बताया. और साहिल भी बोलता है, हाँ. तो साहिल आल्सो, यू नो, ही डिड हिज इंजीनियरिंग इन बैंगलोर, देन ही वेंट टू IIMK कोझिकोड, एंड देन फ्रॉम देयर ही वेंट टू द US टू फॉर अ जॉब. ही वाज विद न्यू सिग्मा एंड ही वेंट, ही वाज इन द US टू, ही वाज, उसका जो होता नहीं
एनालिटिक्स में था बेसिकली.
हां हां, एनालिटिक्स में था. एंड उसको यहां से Microsoft was his client, New Sigma client, Microsoft. They sent him to the US to handle it from there. So I was speaking to him, yaar, and he was like, "Haan, yaar, main bhi thak gaya hoon, kuch karte hain." So hamari November mein baat hui, and he was like, "Yaar, just a rant, you know, yaar, thak gaye and all." So I thought just a rant. So I, you know, I told him everything. I shared with him a few document, like business, like financial, etc. And I thought that's the end of it, right? New year aaya, khatam ho gaya. And then one day in February 2011, Sahil just calls me up and tells me ki, yaar, main 3 days baad India ja raha hoon, maine apni naukri wagaira chhod di aur ye idea bahut sahi hai, ye karte hain. And I was like, sorry, kya? I thought, matlab wo, you know, he's drunk. So I was like, are you crazy or what? Humne bola, nahi nahi yaar, matlab idea bahut badhiya hai, main mera ho gaya, main ja raha hoon. So I was like, dude, how can you do this? Matlab, how can you like do this? Matlab, कोई नोटिस बोलते हाँ यार करना है तो ऐसे ही करना पड़ेगा वरना तो कभी होएगा ही नहीं. तो आई वाज आल्सो लाइक शिट यार अब क्या करूं मैं. एंड सो आई स्टार्टेड स्पीकिंग टू अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल अराउंड मी, यू नो, पीपल हु लाइक इंडियंस हु बीन इन द यूके फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. माय मैनेजर वाज अ इंडियन, आई वाज स्पीकिंग टू हिम आल्सो. एंड द वन कॉमन रिग्रेट दैट एवरीवन और लाइक द वन कॉमन थिंग दैट आई हैड दैट एवरीवन यूज़्ड टू से इज कि हाँ यार अगर हमें भी चांस मिला होता तो हम भी चले जाते. अब तो लाइक यू नो पीपल हुड स्पेंड लाइक 20-25 years इन द यूके हु बेसिकली इंडियंस हुड गॉन देयर लाइक यार गिव अ चांस, वी वुड आल्सो गॉन बैक, वी वुड आल्सो वांटेड टू डू समथिंग, बट अब तो हम जा नहीं सकते, हमारे बच्चे हो गए, ये हो गए, सो यू नो ऑल
दी लाइफ शुरू हो गई.
तो लाइफ स्टार्ट हो गई वो सब करने की यार. तो आई वॉज लाइक शिट यार करना है तो अभी करना पड़ेगा वरना तो हो नहीं पाएगा. बट एज अ सेड आई वॉज ऑल्सो यू नो आई स्पेंड 4 years ऑफ माई टाइम डूइंग CFA ऑल्सो. तो आई कुडंट and my final exam was in June of 2011. So maine Sahil ko bola chal theek hai yaar tu ja, let's figure out something. Aana to mujhe bhi hai but kuch figure out karte hain.
So basically that CFA was like your plan B, okay, you wanted to finish that and have that as a plan B.
Ha, I wanted to have that as a plan B at that point in time. I was thinking yaar kuch to safety net hona chahiye. So I said, so Sahil came back, he started working on the idea, we started doing some work. मेरा जून आया, एग्जाम खत्म हो गया एंड जुलाई अगस्त में रिजल्ट आता है. तो अगस्त में रिजल्ट आ गया एंड बाय दिस टाइम आई हैड गॉट द पीआर, सो आई हैड गॉट माय परमानेंट रेजिडेंसी फॉर द यूके एंड आई वाज 6 months अवे फ्रॉम द फ्रॉम गेटिंग अ यूके पासपोर्ट. सो आई वाज 6 months अवे फ्रॉम गेटिंग अ यूके सिटीजन, यूके सिटीजनशिप,
राइट.
तो अगस्त में अब रिजल्ट आ गया यार. जिस दिन रिजल्ट आया ना आई वाज ऑब्वियसली हैप्पी, बट दैट डे समवन टोल्ड मी कि यार अब तो तू कभी वापस नहीं जाने वाला है, बिकॉज पीपल वर लाइक नाउ यू नो नाउ यू गॉट योर सेफ्टी नेट, नाउ एवरीथिंग नाउ. एंड दैट फॉर मी वाज अ मोमेंट अगेन ऑफ यू नो आई थिंक द सेकंड मोमेंट ऑफ इंट्रोस्पेक्शन इन माय लाइफ व्हेन आई रियलाइज्ड कि यार ये बंदे तो सही बोल रहे हैं कि लाइक इफ आई ट्रीट दिस एज अ सेफ्टी नेट आई विल नेवर बी एबल टू कमिट माई सेल्फ फुल्ली टू इट. सो CFA वाज द फर्स्ट स्टेप गेटिंग माय प्लान वाज आई विल टेक माय सिटीजनशिप एंड देन गो बैक, which meant going back in sort of March 2012 sort of a time frame. तो उस टाइम अगस्त में मैंने सोचा यार कि अगर ये बात तो सही है कि अगर ये हो गया तो यू नो आई डोंट नो इफ आई विल एवर बी एबल टू कमिट माई सेल्फ फुल्ली टू समथिंग नोइंग दैट आई हैव अ बैकअप. यू नो दैट फियर ऑफ फेलियर वाइल कम हो गया था, बट मुझे ये पता था कि अगर यही है कि फेल भी हो जाओगे तो कुछ ऑप्शन है, तो मे बी आई विल नॉट ट्राई इन हार्ड इनफ. So, जिस दिन रिजल्ट आया द नेक्स्ट डे आई रिजाइन एंड एवरी वन माई मैनेजर्स एंड ऑल लाइक. सो बेसिकली योर CFA प्रोग्राम टिपिकली इज स्पॉन्सर्ड बाय योर कंपनी, सो आई गॉट माई कंपनी टू स्पॉन्सर इट फॉर मी एंड माई मैनेजर वॉज लाइक कि साला वी स्पेंड सो मच टाइम एंड मनी टू एजुकेट, मतलब पैसा दिया ये कोर्स, टेक टाइम ऑफ, यू हैव टू डू एवरीथिंग, राइट. सो यू इन्वेस्टेड सो मच टाइम, वी ऑब्वियसली इन्वेस्टेड टाइम मनी ऑन दिस. And the next day you're quitting and going back. So their point is, if you're quitting and going to a different job, then also it under samajh mein aata hai. But you're quitting and going back. So no one is able to understand that. When I told my parents, they thought I was joking. So woh ne mana nahi. So August 16th ko maine quit kara. September 16th or September 14th was my last day. And September 20th, I was back in India. The day I came back in India, that is when I actually told my parents, because Sahil ne bhi apne parents ko tab nahi bataya tha. And this is now 2011 that we are talking about, right? So we're not our parents at that point in time. And our parents went ballistic.
How old were you then?
26.
Okay.
Unki, my parents ki, unhone hamari le li ki, tum log pagal ho, you guys are earning so much money. Like my mom literally asked me, तुम कोई ड्रग्स व्रग्स तो नहीं कर रहे हो, यू नो लाइक व्हाट ब्रांड, व्हाट आर यू स्मोकिंग, You know, it was so difficult for them to understand. And their biggest worry. चलो मैं वरी पे थोड़ी देर में आता हूँ. तो उनको तो पहले समझ में नहीं आया कि हम क्या कर रहे हैं. तो अब सितंबर हो गया है कि भाई क्या होता है ये अपना स्टार्टअप ये सब कोई जो पता नहीं धंधा करोगे. सो एवरीवन इज लाइक इट्स नॉट इजी डिफिकल्ट नहीं क्यों करना है एंड ऑल दैट. एनीवेज लाइक कि नहीं एंड सी दैट टाइम बाय दैट पॉइंट टाइम राइट आई हैड वर्क फॉर 6 odd years 5 and a half years सो आई हैड वर्क सो दैट्स सम मनी सेव्ड. सो यू नो दैट्स व्हाट वी वर एंड बट फॉर देम इट वाज डिफिकल्ट. सो बाय द टाइम आई लेफ्ट आई वाज लाइक एट नियरली अ 100,000 pounds. Sahil was earning around $100,000. तो उनको समझ में आया कि यार हम इतनी अच्छी तनख्वाह छोड़ के कैसे आ सकते हैं. तो उन्होंने उनको लगा कि ये बच्चे पागल हैं, ये एक दो महीने में भूत उतरेगा और ये चले जाएंगे वापस. But that didn't happen. Then we started working on this idea. We started going to meet restaurants. So the idea was we'll start with an online table reservation platform in 2012. बट जब हम रेस्टोरेंट के जाने लगे रेस्टोरेंट बोले भाई कौन हो तुम लोग बच्चे हो ये क्यों हमें हम इतने सालों से धंधा चला रहे हैं हमें नहीं करना है सब कोई ऑनलाइन ऑनलाइन इंडिया में पता नहीं. दिस वाज अर्ली डेज राइट इट वाज इन लाइक इंटरनेट लाइक इट वाज इन दैट प्रेवलेंट इन इंडिया दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम.
तो कुछ एट दिस टाइम वाज Zomato देयर.
Zomato हैड जस्ट स्टार्टेड बट इट वाज फूडी बे एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम.
ओके
सो इट वाज यू नो वेरी अर्ली डेज. अब हम लोग जा रहे हैं कर रहे हैं तो सो विवेक हु इज आवर friend, he was in the merchant navy at that time. So from 2002 wo direct school kiya merchant navy mein chala gaya. He did a certification everything and he was up to become a captain.
Okay.
Usko bhi 10 saal ho gaya tha sail karte hue and he was about to become a captain at that point in time. So wo jab chutti pe aaya tha to usne bola chal main vela hi hu main tum log ka help kar leta hu. He also started going with us to some restaurants and all. And then our fourth friend was Nikhil. He was already working in Delhi only. So he was with DSP BlackRock. So he was the only one who had ever worked in India. And he also said, ki, yaar, chalo, theek hai, matlab, you know, I'm also tired of my job. I want to do this. So Nikhil joined us saying that I will do this. And Vivek was just helping us as friends. And karte karte, humne decide kara ki, yaar, hum log jana, 2012 was a leap year. We just decided sometime in November 2011. Yaar, 2 mahine ho gaye, karte hoye, kuch ho nahi raha, humne launch karna hai. हमें 75 रेस्टोरेंट चाहिए लॉन्च करने के पहले. तो हमने एक डेट डाली दिसंबर में कि फेब 29th 2012 को हम लॉन्च करेंगे. ये हमने डेट डाल दी. एंड देन वी स्टार्ट वर्किंग बैकवर्ड्स फॉर दैट. सी व्हाइल वी वर इंजीनियर्स हमारे को कोई टेक का बैकग्राउंड नहीं था. तो हम लोग अपना वेबसाइट आउटसोर्स करके डेवलप करवा रहे थे. हम रेस्टोरेंट्स के साथ मिलने जाते थे मीटिंग्स करते थे एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो विवेक स्टार्टेड हेल्पिंग अस. The day we announced to our parents that यार 29th Feb को start कर रहे हैं चारों and all imagine this is not one set of parents that we have to announce it to. We are announcing to 4 sets of parents because they're all friends because we've known each other since 5 years old. They went पागल हो गए. उनका सबसे बड़ा concern था कि तुम पागल हो गए हो तुम लोग 26 साल के हो तुमसे शादी कौन करेगा. So they didn't care that we were doing a startup. They didn't care we didn't have jobs. Yeah. You guys are 26. Time to get, you know, marriageable age. Yeah. The hell is going to marry you guys if you guys are going to be doing your own job work chhodke startup karne baithe ho. So, Sahil, being his family being the most conservative of the lot, at 29th February 2012 ko humara launch hona tha. 28th Feb 2012 ko uska roka ho gaya. No, so both of us were dating someone, but parents sort of fast tracked it. They're like, "Yaar, tum log." So,
but you were in UK, so you were dating someone in UK, yeah, in India.
No, I was dating someone. So I through common friends, I knew someone, and then when I moved, when I came back to India at that point in time, dating and something, and at that. तो जब ये हुआ ना तो उन्होंने वो पूरा प्रोसेस ही फास्ट ट्रैक कर दिया कि भाई तुम्हें कोई मिल गया तो हम तो ढूंढेंगे नहीं तो यही डन. तो
लड़की फंस गई तो उसको शादी करा दो फटाफट.
मेरा भी रोका एक में. सो निखिल और हमारा दोनों का रोका डाइन आउट के स्टार्ट कर. सो माय रोका एक्चुअली हैपेंड 1 month after starting डाइन आउट एंड निखिल का पहले ही हो गया था. And then within one year, three of us were, so Sahil got married in April 2012, Nikhil got married in October 2012, and I got married in Feb 2013. So we basically, that was, you know, we were married and everything. And then, you know, achal, anyways, coming back, so hamara ye ho gaya tha, then kaam start ho gaya, dine out start ho gaya, subah hum log, we started off as an online platform on 29th Feb. First March ko mein realize hua yaar India mein online to chalta nahi hai, to hamein ek call center set up karna padega. So jaldi jaldi we got a couple of phone numbers, we set up a call center where people could call and make reservations and all of that. So just to put things in context, in March 2012 we seated around 700 diners. In February 2020 we processed close to 10 million diners. So that's where we sort of grown from there. But obviously that itself is a long journey. But anyway, so all of this happened. And still our parents were not convinced that something was happening. So we raised our angel round of funding in August of 2012. So within 6 months of starting up, we raised our angel round of funding. And that's also a very interesting story.
Tell me about that. How did you raise the angel round?
So hamara jo motto tha na, like, was, so I, because of my time spent in the UK, Sahil in the US, we always, one thing we always believed yaar ki customer service na ekdam best hona chahiye. Even so, when we are talking to the, on the phone to people, you have to be nice, courteous, and you have to ensure that you are able to sort of meet their demand. See, India is not known for being customer friendly to people or to their customers, you know, services, etc. We realize that in the service space, we have to be great, very helpful. So customers used to call us at that point in time. And so we used to ensure that jo bhi request hai, hum help kar rahe hain. Agar hamara jis restaurant ke saath tie up nahi hai, wahan pe bhi unko jana hai, kuch karayein. Agar bolte hain hame birthday anniversary hai, to unke liye kuch free mein arrange kara de. So whatever, being as nice as you could to make sure that they feel welcome. Because see, dining out is a very sort of a, until date, it's a very sort of a, I would say,
it's an event, basically. It's not like a routine.
It's an event, right? You go out with friends or family. It's experience. You want to have a nice time. And even the smallest of things could ruin it. And even the smallest of things can make it better as well. So, our always endeavor was that customer service is top-notch. So, over a period of time, you know, we used to get handled calls. And then eventually, one of our customers who... had been booking through us for a long time, you know, from the beginning, just started asking more, etc., blah blah blah, and he just loved what we were trying to do so much that they ended up investing in us. So in August 2012, we raised around $100,000.
Who was this customer?
So this was actually a couple of guys called Ankush Nijhawan and Gaurav Bhatnagar. So they are the founders of. So they themselves were entrepreneurs, and they were the founders of. TBO, Travel Boutique Online. So they were also, you know, they're big entrepreneurs now. At that point of time, obviously, they were still in the travel space and etc. But that's what they were. And jab wo funding aayi na, tab yaar parents ko laga ki haan yaar koi ye log kuch to theek kar rahe hain, because kisi aur ne inko paise diye.
External validation.
So I think that was a pivotal moment in how they viewed us in their minds. चलो ये इतने बेवकूफ बच्चे नहीं है, कुछ तो कर रहे हैं, कुछ तो चलो कर लेंगे. बट यू नो, सो व्हेन दैट 2013 में दैट हैपेंड, आई थिंक, सो सॉरी 2012 अगस्त में जब ये हुआ, तब यू नो, एज मोस्ट एंटरप्रेन्योर्स डू, एंड आई सी टुडे अ लॉट ऑफ एंटरप्रेन्योर्स मेक द सेम मिस्टेक. सो नाउ वी आर इन्वेस्टिंग इन अ लॉट ऑफ यू नो स्टार्टअप्स, एंड दिस इज अ कॉमन मिस्टेक दैट वी सी एंटरप्रेन्योर्स मेक इज after you got the funding, you know, we became a bit crazy, and then we moved into a much bigger office. We started hiring people with fancy designations, like the C-title executive, chief marketing officer, chief technology officer. So we did all of these you know, crazy things. And sooner rather than later, we realized, like 6 months later, jo paise hame 18 mahine chalne the, hame realize hua ye to 9 mahine mein khatam ho jayenge. You know, we had a rude awakening. Business was obviously, it's difficult doing a startup, especially in the
what was the revenue plan for you when you started? Like, did you think that restaurants will pay or customers will pay?
From day one, we were very clear that restaurants will pay us. And from day one, we were charging restaurants for customers we were sending them. So our model was starting mein ki yaar ek restaurant ko हम पर डाइनर एक फी लेंगे 40 से 50 रुपए, तो अगर मैं चार जने भेज रहा हूँ तो उसको मुझे 160 रुपए देने हैं. एंड द एक्सपीरियंस एट दैट टाइम वॉज सो बैड बिकॉज सी इट वॉज यू नो इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू आस्क मनी फ्रॉम रेस्टोरेंटर्स, स्पेशली दीज आर गाइज हू बीन बिजनेस फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. 40-50 साल के लोग थे एंड उनसे 400-500 रुपए मांगने जाते थे हम, तो बहुत अच्छा हमें भी अच्छा लगता था. सो बहुत होता था. सो इन माई फर्म बिलीफ लाइक इफ यू आर ओल्ड मनी यूर ओल्ड मनी व्हाटएवर द अमाउंट इज एंड पीपल शुड ऑनर दैट. तो ये हमारे लिए हमारे में स्टार्टिंग से था. तो हमारे ऐसे भी स्टोरीज हुए हैं कि मतलब एक 300 रुपए का एक बंदे एक हमें एक रेस्टोरेंट से 300 रुपए का चेक लेना था और वो चेक वो हमें बहुत टाइम से नहीं दे रहा था. वो रहा था छोटा अमाउंट हो गया है बाद में दे देंगे. और फाइनली यू नो वो 300 रुपए का चेक मैंने नहीं विवेक ने जाके एक रेस्टोरेंट ओनर से उसके 60 लाख की जैगुआर में बैठ के साइन करवाया. स्टोरीज लाइक दिस विच वर रियली सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो अर्ली पार्ट ऑफ द इयर्स विच मेक इट लाइक बारिश हो गई थी एक दिन हमारे लाइक इन द मॉनसून सीजन बारिश हो गई, हमारा पूरा ऑफिस भर गया था, फ्लड हो गया था. तो हम लोग पानी निकाल रहे हैं, हमारे एम्प्लॉइज बैठे हुए हैं, कॉन्फ्रेंस टेबल बैठे हुए हैं, कस्टमर आंसर कर रहे हैं. सो यू नो वी डन ऑल दैट थिंग फ्रॉम स्क्रैच टू से इट लाइक दैट. एंड आई थिंक दोस वर एंड वी डिड ऑल ऑफ दैट वंस वी रियलाइज यार शिट अब तो पैसे नहीं बचे, तो फट गई हमारी उस टाइम. सो वी स्पेंट ऑल ऑफ दिस टाइम सॉर्ट ऑफ ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट हाउ टू सर्वाइव एक्सेट्रा. And then I think a good thing happened for us was, so again, we were always very customer-centric and very partner-centric. So restaurants had good things to say about us. And at that time, we were partnering with Time City. So Time City, which was the Times food and nightlife section from Times Internet, was a partner. So unki ek listing service thi aur hum unke liye booking fulfill karte the. Humne apna feed unki website pe lagaya tha. To wahan se puri baat baat hui. And then, you know, so we were raising a round of funding. And हमारे पास टर्म शीट्स आ गए थे, and then Times Internet said that they want to sort of do an acquisition.
Okay.
So this is end of 2013, and it's only been a year and a half sort of we started the business. So we had absolutely no idea. हमें तो पता नहीं था acquisition क्या होता है. हमने तो सोचा था यार हम इसको धंधे को चलाएंगे. But anyways, you know, we spent 7 months doing the back and forth with Times Internet before we finalized that you know that's in the interest of the business to actually do this decision today, because the way they were saying their vision is was aligned with what we were thinking. And what we realized is that obviously the amount of money that we spend that we'll raise, a lot will go towards marketing. And Times Internet, obviously being part of the Times Group, would be able to help us in this. So in 2014, April was when the acquisition with Times Internet happened, within 2 years of starting up. I think that was a good moment for us. We had never thought about it till that
time.
And then our visions and our just sort of aligned, and business started doing well. And we realized that we didn't want to sort of so basically, in a way, we had a clause that you know we could actually buy back some of the business if we want to stick.
Okay.
And run and. Sort of grow the business. So we had like a 3-year lockout, lock-in, and then after that we had an option to sort of commit for the long term. And by that time, so this was you know so 2014 to 2017 tak ye hua. Jab 17 pe yaar ye aaya, that time we invoked that clause because we realized that the market food tech space is sort of very is heating up a lot, and that's and we wanted to be in it. So we want to be in for the long haul. By that time, a couple of other things had obviously happened. So we've done an acquisition. So till date, as DineOut, we've done around 5 acquisitions. Our first acquisition.
So first, tell me this: did life for you change as a founder after getting acquired by Times Internet?
So I think the good thing. So I think it was a mixed bag, right? The good thing is that you don't have to worry about your sort of day to day. So we obviously, as a small team, when we got acquired, we were around 35 people. Today we are around 800 people. So at that 35, and even managing 35 people from an HR perspective was a nightmare. You know, a lot of our time used to go on things like you know managing people, their challenges, admin stuff, and all of that, which meant that we were not able to focus on growing the business. So those things changed a lot for us, and you know, Times Internet and their infrastructure was able to take care of a lot of these things. So that helped. And that meant we could focus on the business in the right way. obviously, having some money in the bank at that point in time also, you know, makes life easier, because by this time it was 2 years since we had been sort of, running the business ourselves. And that round, that angel round that we'd raised had sort of...
was running out fast.
It had actually run out, and we had in the last 4 months we were actually taking loans from our from family. So we had taken some loans from our families, and we were not taking any salaries, etc. And we were married also, you know. So there was multiple things that that were happening, which made us realize the important, like, you know, having cash is really important. Money is important. So those were the good things. I think on the downside, probably yes, you do lose a bit of your freedom. And there is obviously some, layers of
decision making
that gets added. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but it was a good trade-off. But having said that, you know, in hindsight, when I look at it, I think it worked. It was in the best interest of the restaurants, our customers, the business, and also for us, because, you know, after that, so many startups came in the food tech space and went away in the food tech space after raising millions and millions of dollars. Because of being not managed well. At times, infrastructure, while allowed us to grow, also, I think, in a way, kept us in check. So that was good.
Okay. So what was the strategy, and how did it evolve over the years, and how did the acquisition fit into the evolving strategy for Dineout?
So I think the main difference, so we had a couple of two things actually changed our sort of business model to where we are today. So the first thing that we realized is that because both Sahil and I studied the Open Table model very closely, we realized that the reason why Open Table was able to become so big was because of software. So we always knew that we had to have a software play with the restaurants, because that was the stickiness that it provided. So that was one thing. We acquired in 2015 a company called Inresto, which basically had a CRM stack for the restaurant industry. The founders of Vijayan and Vamsi, and they sort of believed what they spoke and what we spoke was the right way to look at things. Our visions aligned, and we ended up acquiring, and that helped us grow our B2B stack. So that was and that made us sort of provide,
and they have stuck around, the founders of Inresto.
Vamsi is not there, but Vijayan is still there with us and growing the business with us. So that was one. The second thing that we realized is that we need to move away from a table reservation use case, because table reservation, to be honest, in India is only a 3 out of 10 use case. So if you're going out 10 times, aap teen hi bar table reserve karoge. So when we looked at the entire dining out model, we realized that we studied the delivery model very closely as well, having been in the space, and we realized that delivery doesn't make sense from a unit economics perspective, and you need millions and millions of dollars to sort of do that, and we didn't have that millions of dollars. So jo humne baki pura ecosystem dekha, to humne what we realized is that the payments is the one thing that's common across all dining out use cases. Ki aapko apna bill to pay karna hi karna hai khana khane ke baad bahar. And hence, in 2016, late 16, early 17, we launched a feature called Dineout Pay, where irrespective of wherever you're going out, you can pay your restaurant bill through the Dineout app. And I think for us, that moment, that feature is today the integral part of the business, and that has changed our sort of platform from a table reservation platform to complete dining out platform. So we did this in 2017, and then what we realized is that ab mera use, so ek cheez dineout ke bare mein from day one, from 29th feb 2012 tha ki agar aap hamare through restaurant pe jaoge to you will get to save money. Aapko discount zarur milega. So restaurants discount deta, dineout pay ke through aapko additional cashback aur discount milta tha. But
did Open Table also have discount as the
Open Table had convenience as a customer acquisition strategy, but in India, what we realized is, however much we want to say that, you know, discounts is anti-business, the fact is that Indians love discounts.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that instant gratification, everyone loves, and that is what is something that is required. तो ये हुआ तो हमें ऑब्वियसली डिस्काउंट देना पड़ा, तो डिस्काउंट देते थे. सो हाउएवर व्हाट वी रियलाइज दैट देयर स्टिल समथिंग मिसिंग. सो वी नाउ हैड अ फीचर फॉर पीपल हु वांटेड टू रिजर्व इन एडवांस और डिड नॉट वांट टू वेट, दे कुड रिजर्व अ टेबल एंड अराइव एट अ रेस्टोरेंट एंड गेट अ डिस्काउंट. पीपल हु डिड नॉट वांट टू डिसाइड, हु वर लास्ट मिनट डिसीजन मेकर्स, जैसे इंडिया में बहुत होता है कि यार मैं साइबर अब पहुंच गया, अब मैं डिसाइड करूंगा कहां जाना है. उस टाइम में रिजर्वेशन एज अ यूज केस ऑब्वियसली डिड नॉट मेक सेंस, बट दो पीपल ऑल्सो कुड पे देयर रेस्टोरेंट बिल एंड स्टिल सेव मनी. बट एक थर्ड कैटेगरी के यूजर्स थे जो जिनको पैसे भी बचाने हैं बट उनको रिजर्व भी नहीं करना है और उनको कोई टेक प्रोडक्ट भी नहीं यूज करना है पे करने के लिए, बट उनको पैसे स्टिल बचाने हैं. सो हेंस इन 2018 वी एंड अप अक्वायरिंग अ कंपनी कॉल्ड गोरमे पासपोर्ट व्हिच वाज द ओरिजिनल 1+1 प्लेटफॉर्म. सो इट वाज अ 3-year ओल्ड प्लेटफॉर्म व्हिच वाज गिविंग 1+1 एट द बेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट्स इन द कंट्री. And that use case was basically, it was a check-in. So you arrive at the restaurant and once you're done with your meal, you just say, I go my passport, aap mera coupon unlock karo aur aap discount le lo.
So that was like the original gold, what today is the
gold, one. Yeah, gold was copied from there. But yeah, so exactly. So ab wo, jab wo hua na, tab humara overall platform complete.
And because, who were the founders behind Gourmet Passport and what was that?
Yeah, so the founder of that Gourmet Passport was actually a gentleman called Rocky Mohan and his son Siddharth Mohan. They are better known as the family of Old Monk. So they are the maker of Old Monk Rum.
And Mohan Mikan.
Mohan Mikan, exactly. So they are the Mohan Mikan.
Right. So,
so, and Rocky Mohan is such an inspiring gentleman because he started Gourmet Passport at the age of 64 or 63.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and such a beautiful product. So we obviously, during this entire process, knowing him and all, we've obviously learned a lot from him. And they're also still with us today as part of the overall Dine Out family. As founders, they're also there with us today. And obviously, we learn a lot from them. But yeah, you know, so with Gourmet Passport, our entire, we truly became a dining out platform because अब आप रिजर्व करो, आप तब भी कर सकते हो, आप पे करो, आपको तब भी ऑफर मिल सकता है, और आप कुछ नहीं कर रहे हैं तो रेस्टोरेंट में जाओ तब भी आपको ऑफर मिल सकता है. सो दैट एक्चुअली कंप्लीटेड अ B2C पार्ट ऑफ द पिक्चर. मीनवाइल वी वर मेकिंग वेरी गुड ग्राउंड्स ऑन B2B इन रेस्टोरेंट, ने काफी रेस्टोरेंट पे सॉर्ट ऑफ डिप्लॉय कर दिया था. बट एक चैलेंज हमें आ रहा था कि इफ यू लुक एट अ रेस्टोरेंट, द बिहेवियर ऑफ अ कंज्यूमर इनसाइड अ रेस्टोरेंट, how does it happen? So when you arrive at a restaurant, you probably give your name on a register, they take down your name and phone number, and then they sit you on a particular table, and then they go in the so Inresto was doing that part, that Inresto was recording all the people coming in the restaurant. It had its phone, it had everyone's phone number, and it was also allocating tables to people.
Basically, it was like the CRM, the customer management.
Exactly. It was a CRM. बट जब आप एक टेबल पे बैठ गए हो तो टेबल में रेस्टोरेंट में एक होता है बिलिंग सॉफ्टवेयर जो POS बोलते हैं जिसको, उसके अंदर आप एक टेबल खोलते हो और देन द ऑल योर ऑर्डर्स आर प्लेस्ड इन दैट फ्रॉम वेयर फाइनली द बिल इज जनरेटेड. तो रेस्टोरेंट का सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम क्या था कि रेस्टोरेंट्स एंड दिस इज नॉट जस्ट इंडिया, दिस इज अक्रॉस द ग्लोब, डिड नॉट नो देयर कस्टमर्स बिकॉज देयर वाज नो वे टू मैप द कस्टमर सिटिंग ऑन द टेबल टू व्हाट ही इज ऑर्डरिंग बिकॉज एक टेक्नोलॉजी नहीं बनी थी. सो 2017-18 we ended up like early part of 18 we ended up sort of integrating with multiple POS companies out there. So the POS market in India is very fragmented. There are approximately around 100-150 odd POS companies. Inme se humne na top 10-12 ke sath integrate kar liya tha ki Inresto ke through pata chal raha hai ki let's say Aditya gaya aur wo table number 5 pe baitha hai aur POS se pata chal raha hai ki table number 5 pe kisi ne jo baitha hai usne 10,000 ka khana peena khaya hai. To by integrating Inresto with that POS, we were able to tell the restaurant ki Aditya was the person sitting on table number 5 who just ordered 10,000 rupees worth of food. And the next time Aditya walks into the restaurant, they recognize basis the phone number that this is Aditya who's walked in. So ye journey puri complete ho rahi thi POS ke integration se. But what we realized is that even after having, because the market is so fragmented, 10 POS se integrate kar se kuch nahi hoga. Main bhi tab bhi sirf you know, 20% of the market पे जा सकता हूँ. मुझे अगर ज्यादा करना है तो मुझे या तो 100 POS पे इंटीग्रेट करना पड़ेगा या तो अपना पॉस बनाना पड़ेगा. एंड हेंस एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम इन 2018 नवंबर वी एंडेड अप अक्वायरिंग अ कंपनी कॉल्ड टॉकस विच वाज वन ऑफ द लार्जेस्ट पॉस कंपनीज एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम. एंड सो ऑल क्लाउड किचन इन इंडिया टुडे यूज टॉकस, वेदर इट्स स्विगी का बोल कंपनी है या इनर शेफ है, फ्रेश मेन्यू है, प्योर फिट है, सारे टॉकस यूज कर रहे थे
ओके
एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम. एंड हमारा उससे टॉकस से एक और क्या एडवांटेज हुआ कि अभी तक डाइन आउट एंड इनरेस्टो वॉज फोकस्ड ऑन द डाइनिंग आउट सेगमेंट इन द सेंस नो वेब पीपल नीड टू गो टू रेस्टोरेंट्स लाइक pubs or bars etc. and Talkers was focused a lot on the lower end like the delivery kitchens and the and the QSRs etc. so we were also looking for something to complement our that complement us in that respect, and hence Talkers we ended up acquiring in 2018 and that actually completed our entire B2B stack as well. And today we are globally one of the only platforms that offer to a restaurant a B2C platform as well as a B2B platform. So now I can track I am able to tell a restaurant from the time a consumer decides to go out, I can track his journey, book karta hai, wapas restaurant mein aata hai, kya khata hai, kya review chhodta hai, what he goes. And then through Talkers, we are also now able to cover the supply chain. So we've rebranded Talkers into Inresto only. And the entire Inresto module has around 10 sort of sub modules, which a restaurant can pick and choose depending upon his need. And we cover all aspects of the operation inside a restaurant, right to the supply chain. And we're just completing an integration with Amazon, where a restaurant will also be able to order some goods as well from Amazon using the Inresto platform. So pure last mile integration ho jayega.
So you're creating an entire ecosystem for the food industry.
For restaurants. And that has actually helped us grow massively. So today we are one of the largest, we are the largest tech provider to the restaurant
Beyond
industry. More than 12,000 restaurants use our B2B platform.
If you like this show, then we are sure that you will love our other shows on subjects like entrepreneurship, marketing, books, and drama. Check out thepodium.in for a complete list of all our shows.